The General Services Administration's 18F organization is trying its hand at solving a problem so many before them have struggled with: how to make it easier for citizens, businesses, and others to interact securely online with federal agencies. 18F announced its plans to develop and launch login.gov to give citizens a secure way to authenticate and authorize themselves. Executive Editor Jason Miller writes about this latest 18F gambit in his weekly Reporter's Notebook and joins me now with a little history 18F ought to pay attention to. It does seem like they've been trying to do this since time immemorial, Jason.
I think back when you and I both had more hair and were much younger, I think this is an ongoing effort by at least the third administration here to do something around identity management. So first of all, let's start with the beginning, Tom. Login.gov, great name, easy name to remember. What's it going to do? Exactly what it sounds like. Build a platform. That's what 18F will do. Build a platform for users who need to log on to government services. They're going to work with the Office of Management and Budget, GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, and of course the National Institute of Standards and Technology, the usual suspects, if you will. And what 18F says they want to do is say, for every customer-facing service the government offers, will benefit from this platform because it will enhance privacy and security of online interactions and just make it easier to... Tom, you want to go see how much money in your Social Security account? You can go log on and do it very easily. In addition, it's also going to help make this streamlined and make the more efficient interaction with the government. So instead of you hopefully having to log on with Social Security, and then let's say you want to log on to your veterans benefits, and let's say you want to log on to another, again, initially low level, you could use one username and password. In many ways, what 18F is doing is actually following the lead of the United Kingdom's government, where they developed a gov.uk verify site. Now, it's a great idea. It's an idea that's been tried time and again. So why a fourth time is really the question that's really coming to mind.
It seems to me that a number of years ago, it was because they didn't want to retain information that identified individuals either through cookies or some kind of an identifier, which you have to have when someone comes back to be able to authenticate them. And so that didn't work. So there must be a new architecture. So how does this effort compare with what they tried in the old days of no cookies?
And I think you're absolutely right, Tom. I think that's why there's some clarity that needs to be explained from 18F. Again, they just announced this maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. So there's a lot of information that needs to come out about it. But they are trying to do things differently. And let's talk about what they're trying to do differently than the last previous times. Number one, they're only trying to look at one part of this identity ecosystem, citizen to government. They're not trying to do the entire ecosystem of citizen to government, business to government, government to government. And I think that was part of the problem with previous attempts to try to, if you will, eat the apple in one bite. I think secondly, as you point out, technology definitely has changed. Identity management is easier, and I think there's a lot of options for third-party credentials. Now, how will those third-party credentials work? It's unclear. Again, I asked 18F that question, and they said we're looking into it now. But if you think about your personal lifetime, whether you have a Google account or a Yahoo or a Facebook or a Twitter, or I can go on and on, there are a lot of these private sector third-party credential providers that follow industry standards and provide secure credentials. Now, they are at the lowest level, so let's be clear here. You're not going to be able to file your taxes online, let's say, or you're not going to be able to send money to the government through this, at least initially. This is just low-level transactions, I would bet.
It seems like they've got to map what they think people are doing when they go online, and it's not filing a tax refund or return or some kind of really critical type of interaction you might have with the government, such as applying for Medicare benefits or something like that. So the question is, maybe they need one of those journey maps to figure out what people actually do otherwise.
And I think that's also the other big difference here. The 18F folks, they're all about user-centered design, usability, and where previous efforts maybe failed or struggled was with that usability piece. And I think 18F, this is what they tell me, is they're really focusing on the citizen. What does the citizen need to do, to your point of what are they, when they log on, what are they doing? And I think eventually, Tom, whether it's 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or however many years from now, they want to get to the point where you could maybe file your taxes online or you could apply for Medicaid or Medicare. But right now, I think it's that initial, that initial interaction.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And there is one pitfall if they follow, say, Google as the model where you have single sign-on for all of these different services. And that is this: when you have a Google account, you as a private citizen are not Google's customer. Google's customers are the advertisers. And so if something screws up with that account, you're on your own. Try to call up Google and get some help. Forget about it.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's one of the pitfalls that could 18F could fall into.
I think that is one that how do you deal with, and I think that's why they haven't made the decision yet on whether or not to use third-party credentials. But I think some of the long history that we've seen is that sometimes people get worried about, for instance, a national identity card. Right. Oh, they're going to create a national ID card. Well, let me be clear, Tom. People may disagree with me, and that's fine. We have one. It's called a social security number. Let's move on from that discussion. I don't think that's a discussion that we should be having anymore. I do think, however, there is concern about what kind of credentials they will give, who will own those credentials, how do you secure privacy of that information? Because let's be honest, the government has not had a good track record, generally speaking, of keeping things private and secure. And I think that's a concern. But let me back up for a second, a little bit of history, though, Tom. Remember, we talked about at the beginning, this is the fourth time that some part of government's trying this. In the late 90s, early 2000s, we had the Federal Bridge. That had minimal success. It was bringing together, trying to create, a way for private sector to interact with government in a secure manner. E-government initiatives came around 2003, 2004. We have e-authentication. That really never got going. It never really was implemented anywhere. And then this administration tried identity management in the cloud. That turned to something called Connect.gov. And the Connect.gov, for all the excitement around it, it really never could get off the ground, even though the Postal Service was behind it. And we all trust the Postal Service. Even though VA was going to be part of it, veterans could use it to log on. They really struggled really to get off the ground. And part of the reason was this usability piece. So I think that 18F really needs to look at all these other initiatives and why they failed. And the other thing 18F has to be aware of, and I think this is key, they have a reputation, fair or not, of the not invented here. If they didn't do it, it's no good. People do, it's don't just throw it away. Let's just start over. And they have a reputation of always thinking they're the smartest people in the room. And they have to not fall into that trap and realize that there are a lot of smart people who have tried this before, and they should reach out and listen to them and say, where did you go wrong and how do we not go wrong in the same way?
All right, 18F, listen to Jason Miller before you write one line of code. And Jason, I wanted to, in the time we have left, you went to a FITARA hearing, Federal Information.